doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. We just we talked to her yesterday by Skype, and she just sent us some photographs. She's back in Vietnam, and fantastic photographs. I'm going to put them all on the website in the travel section soon. We're so far behind on getting various photographs and video things together. Changes in the website going on, all kinds of things, but we'll get all that up for you. Some of the islands around Vietnam, they were doing a little short cruise on a pretty small ship boat, and love seeing the different parts of the world. She is one more traveler. There's a picture on the Facebook, on our Facebook. You can get to our Facebook by going to facebook.com, The Dirt Doctor. Howard Garrett or The Dirt Doctor, either one usually will get you there. You want the one where I've got a red shirt on, the little icon. I'm in a red shirt in my Panama hat. That's where all the information is. The other one, there's not anything there, but it sends you over to the other place, so you ought to be able to get there. But anyway, somebody put a picture of Indian hawthorn there, and I guess they want to know what it was and what to do about it. It's the same disease of entomosporium leaf spot hits the foliage, but that's a secondary thing. What's really going on is a disease in the root system. It's the same disease that hits the photinia, and it's how we came up with the sick tree treatment, is curing that disease. So the cure for the Indian hawthorn that has the problem, or photinia, either one, is the basic sick tree treatment that we talk about all the time. It's not a product. It's a procedure. It's kind of like Garrett juice. It's more of a philosophy, a theory than any product, but it's explained in detail under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Basically, it's aerating the root system, punching holes in the ground, and then putting out all of the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock materials, and sugars like corn and cornmeal and dry molasses, and then spraying the Garrett juice on the plant, the foliage, the trunk, the ground plane, and everything, and adding microbes, mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria to that mix. The Garrett Juice Pro that's on the market now already has the microbes in the mixture. If you don't want to mix your own or any of that kind of thing. All right, what else do we need to do? I need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's products, BioSI products, speaking of microbe products, Crazy Water, Arbico Organics, EcoSafe Pest Control, Green Industries Garrett Juice Pro, More Tree and Landscaping Services, Medina, Kyolic, Nature's Guide, and Creative by Nature. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Let's see, what did I not catch up on? Probably a bunch of things. We're going to go back to the phones, and I'll work them in as we go. Next up this morning is Rick in Vernal, Utah. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. Hey, I got kind of a twofold question.
All right.
I'm having a heck of a time with tomatoes because I get a good, big, healthy, pretty tomato, and then as soon as a tomato sets on, then it just turns yellow, shrivels up, and dies.
Huh.
Been using, of course, I put dry molasses, cornmeal in, and then using Garrett juice on them. I'm sure I've got some sort of a disease in the ground.
Are you doing a hydroponic situation?
Well, that was my second part.
Yes. Okay.
The reason I wanted to try the hydroponics because I'm having such poor, haven't had a tomato in 2 years, so.
Well, this is in the ground in a greenhouse. Is that what you're doing?
No, just out in the garden.
Well, do you have warm enough weather now?
No, and that was the reason I wanted to try hydroponics. And see what I could do between now. See, yeah, we wouldn't plant tomatoes until the end of May.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're colder than we are.
Oh, we're way cold. It's still, you know. So on the hydroponic, would I be good just to put Garrett juice in my water and let it, as far as my nutrients? On
yeah, some people are doing that, and some people that are growing plants outside with commercial production are actually putting a Garrett juice mix into their injection system, so they're putting it out on the plants every time they water. So it'd be a similar kind of thing if you're doing a hydroponic deal. You just and a couple of the commercial people are putting it out at the full strength that you would spray it as a foliar feeding material. They're putting it out that strong, which I was a little surprised to hear. I'm not sure you'd need to do it quite that strongly. And in your situation, I'd probably start with maybe half the concentration and then start kicking it up and see where you have problems. Why tomatoes would shrivel and die, that's a something bigger than just what you're fertilizing with and that sort of thing. You got something really bad going on. What is your compost source?
Oh, gosh. Just lawn clippings.
You make it yourself?
Yeah.
Is it your lawn clippings?
Yeah, and I'm doing as much organic as possible on several things. We're not using any commercial fertilizer type of thing.
So. Well, have any herbicides of any kind been used on anything that's going in the compost?
No.
Okay. Because that's what it sounds like. Sounds like some kind of contamination is happening there.
Yeah.
What about other crops besides tomatoes?
Corn, potatoes, things like that, beets, carrots, things seem to be doing, pretty good.
Okay, just the tomatoes, huh?
Just the tomatoes.
What varieties are you doing?
Several different ones.
Are they all having the same issue?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter as far as variety, at least the ones that I've tried.
Okay. Do you have any photographs?
No, not presently.
Okay. Well, let's. Have you used any of the microbe packages like BioSI to kick up the mycorrhizal fungus and the bacteria and all that?
No.
Let's try that this year, and also some kind of sugar, dry molasses, or some kind of a sugar to really fire up the microbes in the soil. It sounds. In the back of my mind, I keep thinking there's some kind of contamination here for that to have that symptom. So let's do that, see if that doesn't solve the problem. If you start having it again, shoot me some photographs of it at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll try. Would you, as far as the Garrett juice on hydroponics, that works same for strawberries? I just wanted to try.
It's worked on everything we've tried it on so far. And like I say, there are some commercial people doing it and having terrific success. So I wouldn't think it'd be a problem on any crop.
Give that a try just as an experiment for the next 2 or 3 months.
Okay, Rick, thanks.
Right, thanks.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Daryl the Snake Man and see what's going on. Hey, Daryl.
Greetings, Howard. A couple of things. First of all, it's going to be a pretty and warm week for the most part. I mean, it's going to cool off a little bit, but it'll be warm enough. You probably ought to think about putting on your schedule to come to visit the rehab center.
That'd be a good week to do it. I'll be tied up, like I said, tomorrow, but later in the week, let's do it.
All right. Second thing, I've really kind of modified the message of my show because it really is boiling down to don't just kill the snake, don't kill anything. You know what I mean? What we're doing here, we're not actually killing fire ants, we're discouraging them by putting out dry molasses. We're not killing weeds, we're discouraging them by putting out corn gluten meal. Thou shalt not kill, but thou mayest discourage.
Well, that reminds me of one of the funniest lines that happened when I was, I had only been on the air at the other radio station for a month or two, a real short period of time, and I was listening to the other guys. Back in those days, there were two or three other guys still on the radio talking about gardening. And I heard a lady call in one day, and she said, I was listening to this other guy on the station, and all he's talking about is the health of the soil, the health of the soil, the health of the soil. She said, you know, sometimes you just got to kill something. And this guy sat there for a minute, and he said, I couldn't agree with you more. He went to the next caller. So, if we have a bad pest outbreak, we need to kill them if they're destroying things, termites certainly, and things like that. But yeah, it's a last resort. You'll hear me continually talk about repellents, more so than actual killing pesticides, because they're going to kill beneficials as well as the pests.
We're not killing, we're destroying.
Hang on, Daryl, if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Open line right now if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. I found the book, the kudzu book that I have, and it's a good one. It's called The Book of Kudzu, and you can buy it on Amazon. Looks like it's very inexpensive. So if you want to learn more about a pretty cool plant, actually, and you want a good source of protein for the compost pile and or protein for any livestock you might have. There's a lot of information in the book about the fact that it's not just a terrible vine that covers forests and kills trees. Here's Larry in Dewey, Arizona. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Howard. I'm wanting to ask you about the amount of fertilization I'm trying to use here. I've got two medium-sized apple trees that I fertilized, and I've got six cottonwood trees that are pretty big, but I got the liquid fish blend, and they said use 2 ounces of that per gallon, and the BioSI, they said use half an ounce to the gallon, and the Garrett Juice Hybrid, 2 ounces per gallon. And what I've done is taken a 5-gallon bucket, I put 4 gallons of water in, and used eight and 4 ounces. And I went to the trees, and I put about 2 gallons around each tree and then watered it in. Is that too strong or not strong enough?
Well, the only thing that maybe caught my attention there, Larry, is how are you putting it on the ground and exactly where are you putting it?
Well, I've scraped back, you know, so the roots are appearing, and I've got a nice round place around the tree that I poured it in.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid I was going to hear you say. It's okay what you did, but in the future, it would be a lot better if you did one of two things. Either put all that mixture in a big old watering can or use a backpack sprayer or some kind of sprayer and spray the ground plane real heavily so you soak it in really well, but don't concentrate it right at the base of the tree. You know, go out beyond the drip line and cover the whole area there because we want to encourage the roots to grow on out away from the trunk. Fertilizing a tree right at the trunk is not the best place to fertilize it. You see what I mean?
We just moved here not too long ago, and what I realized is they had put plastic all around the tree. So, you know, I pulled back as much as I could.
Well, good. Yeah, get all of that out of there. You don't want any of that.
I'm going to have to tear up the whole area then around there.
Okay.
But is that too heavy a fertilization or enough?
No, and just in general, I didn't necessarily follow you exactly, but here's the key. When you mix several different products together into one mixture, that's fine. I do it all the time. But the way you do it is you have 1 gallon of water, and then you put all of those different materials, products into that 1 gallon. You don't add additional water necessarily. You can, but it just dilutes it down. So what you're saying you did is fine. Just remember that you do it almost like you're just using one material as far as the amount of water you use. If you need more water to help spread it out and get it all throughout the entire root zone, that's fine. You're still putting out the same amount of material. You just added more water to help you get it out. See what I mean?
Yeah, well, instead of 1 gallon, I used 4 gallon, and I used 8 ounces of product.
Okay.
In the 4 gallon.
Well, you kicked up the amount of product that you used, right? Instead of 2, you used 8.
Yeah, 8 ounces for 4 gallon.
Okay, which did fine. That's no problem. All I'm saying is that's the proper way to do it to get the right proportions out if you're doing foliar spraying. But when you're drenching it into the soil, you can add more water to have more material to put it out on a wider area so it'll soak in better and get the roots covered in a bigger area. So what
you would use the 1 gallon and spray it on the ground and then water it in.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to go at all.
Yeah.
I've just put Garrett juice on pansies, and I did it. I didn't do it with a sprayer this time. I did it with a big watering can. I mixed up a great big, I've got a 2.5 gallon watering can, and I mix it up and I just walk around the beds and the pots and slosh it all over the plants and drench it into the soil really well. And you can do the same thing with the trees.
All right, great.
Okay.
The other question I had was my wife was on a juicing program for over a year. And she was taking like 10 juices a day, but every day in the morning we was doing oranges, and we used 5, 6 to 7 oranges a morning.
Uh-huh.
And that's all in my compost. Would that be a problem?
Not at all. One of the prettiest composting operations, prettiest final product of compost I've ever seen was when we were doing consulting down in Costa Rica. And we found a plant that was in the juice business, and they had tremendous amounts of orange peelings, rinds, and they composted them 100%. There wasn't anything else even mixed in. There might have been a little bit of stuff from time to time, but 100% static piles of compost that were nothing but oranges made the prettiest compost you've ever seen. Yeah, so you can't use too much, and it's an excellent ingredient. By the way, I've got a little curiosity about what you started with. Where did you buy those products? Are they available in a store there in Dewey, Arizona?
Boy, I wish they were, Howard, but I got them from Natural Organic Warehouse.
Okay, you ordered them mail order. Okay, I was just curious. Keep me posted. Good job.
I hope somebody up this way will do them.
Well, maybe it's a job for you. Appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Canada has won gold in men's hockey, the final event of the Sochi Winter Olympics. The 3-0 victory today over Sweden gave Canada its third gold in men's hockey in the last 4 Olympics. It's unclear today who is in charge of Ukraine. The parliament has handed presidential powers to its speaker in one of a flurry of decisions of questionable legality. President Viktor Yanukovych left the capital for eastern Ukraine yesterday, but said he is not stepping down. 2 people have died in what appears to have been a grenade attack at an anti-government protest site in Thailand's capital. Emergency medical officials say a 40-year-old woman and a 12-year-old boy were killed. 22 other people were hurt. And officials investigating a carbon monoxide leak at a New York mall are concentrating on the heating system of a restaurant there. The manager of Legal Seafoods died. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With S-Road Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Super Bowl of Auto Racing takes place today with the Daytona 500 as the NASCAR season kicks off. Austin Dillon starts from the pole. Defending Daytona 500 champ Jimmy Johnson says he expects a lot of movement of the running order during the race.
It really is leading towards a, it's going to be a revolving door. And I'm not sure you're going to want the lead until you come off of turn four. Somebody's going to have a run, second car back, third car back, and come up through there. So I think there's a chance for a lot of passing.
Regan Smith won the nationwide series opener by edging Brad Keselowski in a photo finish Saturday. Top 25 college basketball from yesterday. Fifth-ranked Duke beat number one Syracuse 66-60, handing the Orange their second straight loss. Second-ranked Florida down Mississippi 75-71. The Gators could expect to climb to the top of next week's AP basketball poll after they picked up their school record 19th consecutive victory. This is Esser in Sports. Third-ranked Wichita State improved to 29-0 with an 83-54 win over Drake. Wichita State guard Fred Van Fleet with 15 points says where they are ranked in the polls doesn't really matter to them.
If you look throughout the years, whoever is ranked like that towards the end of the year, I'm sure it's never a clear-cut indication of who's going to be at the Final Four and who's going to be cutting down those nets.
Fourth-ranked Arizona beat Colorado 88-61. It was New Mexico upsetting number 6 San Diego State 58-44, number 11 Louisville 58, seventh-ranked Cincinnati 57. Eighth-ranked Kansas took control of the Big 12 by clobbering number 19 Texas 85-54. Kansas guard Andrew Wiggins with 21 points says the Jayhawks wanted to avenge and 81-69 loss to Texas earlier this season.
We just wanted to come up in the game aggressive. We know last time we got embarrassed at their place, so we want to do the same thing to them.
In the NBA, Eastern Conference leader Indiana beat Milwaukee 110-100. Other winners, Charlotte, Washington, Dallas, Atlanta, Minnesota, Sacramento, and Golden State. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. It's 866-444-3478. Somebody called from Houston, apparently, and wanted to know what you can do about chemicals being sprayed on you. They're asking about a certain way of spraying. Doesn't matter how they're being sprayed. Being organic is all you can do, and just try to protect yourself by having your piece of property as natural and organic as you can, and the microbes that result from that help to break down the chemicals that come from the air or water that would come across your property from somebody else or whatever. Short of getting it stopped, that's all you can do is just keep your place, your soil, as biologically active as possible to help neutralize any kind of contamination. 866-444-3478. It's Roberto in Plano next up, I believe.
Yes, good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
Well, I was mowing the lawn yesterday, beautiful day, and I noticed three things. One, I've got more of these small blade green grass growing in my St. Augustine than actual St. Augustine. So I'm worried about that. And when I was mowing, I got one of those push mowers. I saw like a white powder kind of puff up every now and then, mm-hmm. and then a whole bunch of little flying, I don't know what they were, little bugs flying off, running away. you know, I want to get rid of the, I'm assuming it's a, like a winter grass.
Yeah, does it look kind of like a ryegrass or a fescue or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's probably what it is. It's called rescue grass, and you might look that up. It's still, even though we've had really warm weather and things have been trying to green up, you could still spray across your turf with the vinegar herbicide mixture or one of the commercial organic weed control products and kill that rescue grass, if not completely out, knock it back so it's not going to be a competition, and it just looks nicer right now, you know, having it all brown instead of being real spotty. But you need to do it pretty soon, because as soon as the St. Augustine starts greening up, you don't want to spray with the herbicides, the vinegar herbicides and things like that, because it will damage the foliage.
It needs to be done on a sunny day as well, right?
It works better if it's sunny. It doesn't need to be extremely hot, but if it's sunny, it works quite a bit better. The commercial products, you know, are out there and can be used, or you can make the formula per my formula that's under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Would the formula be the same if I use that 20% vinegar you were talking about last week?
Yeah, you can use it like it is, or you could cut it just a little bit with water. And I don't know how to do the formula to cut it down to 10. I just, the best thing to do if you're going to go that route is just use it at the 20% or cut it with some water just a little bit. It's very strong and works great at the 20, so you can use it at that rate. It's the one that's EPA registered.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And what is the white powder stuff?
Oh, you might have a couple of things going on there. Sooty mold is something that sets up in grass that's kind of a cosmetic thing. It could be that. Normally that happens on green growing grass, but it could be something like that now too. The little no-see-ums could be anywhere from anything from white flies to some kind of little moth that's hanging around. Probably doesn't need to be treated at all. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. And then for the bugs, I have a lot of that Essentia stuff, mm-hmm. essential oil.
That would kill them if you wanted to go that route.
Okay.
And, yeah, you mix that up like it recommends on the label. Spray it. Little bitty insects like you're talking about, it would kill them real quickly.
Okay. And then so the final thing, you know, obviously, I guess it's getting time to fertilize. And so what order would I do all of this, the vinegar, the Essentia, and then, you know, the fertilizer?
Doesn't matter. You can go ahead and do the spraying for the weeds right away before things get even warmer and put out the fertilizer as soon as you have time. You know, it's not only time, it's past time in a lot of cases to put out the organic fertilizer. So get it done. Doesn't matter which one you do first.
Okay. Is it bad if I do them all at the same time, or should I?
No, it's fine. No problem at all.
Okay. And then I've got a small dog that, you know, kind of goes in and out, you know, inside, outside the backyard a lot. Does it matter? Do I keep him out for a day or so? I mean, keep him away?
No, the only thing that would hurt a dog would be if the real strong vinegar like that, if you spilled some on the dog or if they got into it at the 20%, it would, you know, it's pretty strong at that point. It's not going to be any long-term damage. It just might sting for a while. Fertilizer won't hurt at all.
Okay. One final question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I have an oregano plant that's had been doing really well, Greek oregano, about 2.5 feet tall. And right now it's just really crispy and like a bronze color.
Well, that's not good. Cut the brown off. It should come back in the crown. Oregano is generally a pretty tough plant, but the freezes that we've had this year have been real winter. So it's nipped the foliage back, and where it turns it brown like that, same thing with, somebody was asking me about ferns yesterday, if the ferns have been burned back on holly fern or some evergreen fern, cut the brown part off, it's not going to regreen. Same thing with arugula. Appreciate your call very much. C in Denton is next up. Hello, C.
Morning, Howard. I have an unusual problem. I hope it's unusual. I need to get some bamboo plants or some screen to screen me from a neighbor who's moved in a two-story house, and he's naked on his balcony all the time.
Oh, boy.
And that's the real problem. So I need to find some screening.
Well, I wouldn't recommend bamboo. And trust me, I've got a lot of experience with it. I have a forest of it. It becomes invasive. The thing that you want to look at are some of the tall hollies or our native cedar, eastern red cedar. And you can get them pretty tall to begin with. It just depends on your budget. The other thing would be to build some kind of a structure that vines could crawl up on. And they would for sure screen it off if you planted several different kinds of vines or just one kind that's aggressive, like Carolina jessamine or something like that. It would make a very nice evergreen screen for you.
Okay. Now, I have bamboo plants I've had in the past. I mean, I have kept them contained.
Mm-hmm.
They have worked as a screen from the road before. That's why I asked about that.
Well, that'd be fine. If you're not worried about it spreading, and there's two issues about bamboo spreading. One is spreading onto your property, and two, it's spreading onto his property. And people can get upset about that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they could do anything about it other than try to get you to change it or take you to court or something. But that's just something to keep in mind.
Okay. And I had a second question, please.
Mm-hmm.
I need to paint the trim on my house, but I don't want them using a toxic wash. What do you suggest on that?
Well, and you're in Denton. There's probably some good stores there that sell it. The Gecko Hardware that you've heard me talking about a lot that's over in East Dallas, they have a tremendous selection of non-toxic paints, up to and including the Hank Blue paint that we recommend, for painting the underside of eaves and things like that to keep the insects away. So you can try to find somebody locally that has the low VCO or whatever you call it, VOC properties, or totally free of it. The colors that go into paint are always going to have a little bit of that, but you can get some that have very, very little, and using them outside, there's not going to be any fume problem at all. But Gecko can help you with it is better than anybody I know if you want to go over to Dallas.
Okay, and that what would you suggest, though, for the washing, cleaning the surface before I use this no VOC paint or low VOC?
Well, the thing I use is orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water, and it works beautifully. At that rate, you can even spray around plants and things. If you put it in lower than that at about 1 ounce per gallon of water, it's even safer. But I've used it at 2 ounces per gallon. It cleans the surface of the walls, whether it's brick or stone or wood or whatever, extremely well.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I have some of that on hand.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Howard. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
And there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. And it really makes the property smell good, too. And if you have any fire ants or any spiders that you don't like or any kind of beasts that are around the house, it's going to do a pretty good job of controlling them at the same time. It's Jane in Garland next up. Hi, Jane.
Good morning. I have an area of my yard that where the dirt's been packed down. I had some workmen come through with a wheelbarrow repeatedly going up and down this path with heavy materials.
Uh-huh.
And plus foot traffic through there, and I can't get the St. Augustine grass to come back. What do I need to do? Will just tilling it up and amending the soil help, or am I going to have to resod?
Well, you're going to have to resod, but you're going to have to fix the compaction, too, because what killed the grass is the compaction of the soil. So you need to aerate that area, which means stick holes in the ground. And you can do it by tilling it. You can do it with a core aerator. You can do it with hand tools like a turning fork, anything that you want to use. And while the holes are open, put some compost down that would go into the holes, fill up the spaces. Well, I tell you what, in this case, yeah, some down in the holes would be fine, and also some lava sand at the same time. And then when you get through, plant the new solid sod on top, and then put a thin layer of compost, a quarter of an inch to a half inch, over the top of the sod after it's planted.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, you're going to have to fix the soil and plant new grass.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call. And we've got open lines, so jump on here if you got a question or a comment at 1-866-444-3478. We got a call from our friend Victor at the zoo. He said, we were talking about Tater early in the show, about his little leg popping out, and all. It says you need to go to a chiropractic vet. Need to get some names. Anybody got any recommendations out there? Open lines, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Here's Dennis in Forney, Texas. Hey, Dennis.
Howard, this is what I'm asking about. You know, over at George Bush's library in SMU, There's a lawn out there, and they say it, you don't have to water it as much, and you don't have to mow it as much, and I'm curious, is it weeds, grass, or runners, or, you know, just what it is?
Well, they've used buffalo grass over there quite a bit, Dennis. That's part of it. There was also a blend of grasses in the new book on turf that I've got coming out here in a few months. I'm pretty sure it made the final edits on the book. There's a blend that Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, couldn't think of the name of it for a minute, down in Austin developed, and it's a blend of buffalo and buffalo and blue grama grass, I think. It's those three. There may be one other. But anyway, they've come up with some blend, and it may be called, it's got some name, and they may have used that on that project also. I hope they did, because I'd kind of like to see how it does.
Well, you know, somebody told me to go look at it and everything, and they recommend it, in other words, and I'm just curious, you know, if it's runners, you know, kind of like red grass, or, you know, just do you know?
Well, buffalo grass does have runners, and some of those other grasses will run some, but not as much. But buffalo grass spreads by runners just exactly like Bermuda does.
Okay. They say you don't have to mow it. If you want it 3 inches, cut it once a month. If you want it 4 inches, cut it every 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's buffalo. You can let buffalo grow up to a ground cover height. These other grasses might be able to be maintained the same way, but buffalo definitely is. You can let it grow up, be ground cover height. It's not good for walking or playing games in if you let it do that, but it looks good. It looks nice. And then you just cut it down one time late winter before the new grass starts to grow. Or you can do it now, or you can do it anytime in the dormant season. On the other hand, buffalo grass can be mowed on a weekly basis, just like any grass. It is the most durable grass as far as being able to stand drought. Nothing's even close to it. Some people think that Bermuda is almost the same, but it's not. It's not even close. And it also, buffalo is also the most tolerant grass, once it's established, of traffic and compaction of any grass by far.
They're talking about seeding it. How long after we seed it would it take it to, germinate,
It germinates in a week or so if you wait and do it at the right time. And the right time is going to be, probably the 1st of April when it's nice and warm air and soil. This year it's trying to warm up sooner than that, but it just simply needs warm conditions. And it'll germinate and start to grow in a little bit longer time than Bermuda does. Bermuda, will germinate and start to grow in just a matter of a few days. Buffalo takes a little bit longer than that, and it takes longer to get established. What you'll see with buffalo if you plant it by seed is that you'll have the little tufts of grass show up fairly quickly, and then they'll give you the impression that they've just stopped growing, and they'll just sit there at the same stage for a while, and they're developing some underground rhizomes at that point and roots. And then after that gets developed a little bit, the top starts growing again, and the runners start traveling out. So buffalo establishes slower than Bermuda does from seed, but it's a far, far better choice as far as drought tolerance and wear and tear and maintenance of having how often you need to mow it.
On the moisture content, when you first plant it, would you keep the moisture out like you would a blade of grass, or, could it get going?
Yes, you pretty much water it like you would Bermuda, maybe not quite as much, but you do need to keep the seed bed moist for the germination and the establishment of those little tender roots, even with a drought-tolerant grass. And then you just start easing off the water as it starts to establish and gets a foothold. It's a great grass, should be used more than it is. It's our only native turf grass.
What did you call that combination? Is there a name for it or just a...
Yeah, I think there is, and I can't remember what it is. I'll try to do a quick web search here, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air before I go today.
Thank you a lot, man. Appreciate
the call. Let's go to Austin and talk to Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Dr. Garrett. I'm going to keep you on that same note as far as the buffalo grass goes.
Okay.
Do you recommend anywhere in Austin, or do you recommend a maybe an online vendor to get that buffalo grass?
Well, it depends on which way you're going to go, Nathan. If you're going seed, any of the garden centers and nurseries will sell the seed for you. To you, it looks like a soft grass burr. It's not stickery or anything, but it gives you the appearance of a grass burr. And inside each one of those little burrs is a whole bunch of little tiny black seed, which are the actual seed. You can buy buffalo grass already out of the hull and just the black seed, but it costs more and you don't need to go that route. All the nurseries can do that. All the grass companies can sell you the buffalo grass solid sod, and you can put it down yourself or get them to come and put it out for you.
Okay, I was looking for more of the seed. So
the seed, any of the nurseries will be able to get it for you. They probably have it in stock.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to ask you that. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been listening to you for about 20 years growing up with my folks. They had you on Sunday morning, so please keep up the good work.
All right. Great. Thank you very much, Nathan. And thank you all out there. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back after this.